Okay, let's turn to the section on news stories and trends. If you looked at our annual wrap-up, you saw the trends that we presented. Our theme for the annual wrap-up was Planet Equity, as we had Planet Debt for the first quarter. We had Planet Equity. And then we had 12 themes, and they track. I told you that those would be the trends that would be important in 2015, and sure enough, they very much dominated the first quarter. So let's just quickly run through. If you look at the web presentation, you can see links to some of the top stories I chose. Planet Equity, the global stock markets continued to grow. And over the last 3 years, the U.S. markets moved smartly ahead. And what we saw was the European and Asian stock markets begin to close that gap. So the divergence narrowed with certainly in the first 3 months plus the following 2 to 3 weeks. Germany and China moving up strongly. The story I chose was China Blossoms, which is a commentary I wrote about the Chinese equity markets and what they were doing. Lots of criticism of China and the Chinese economy in the American press, some of which is appropriate. China has very much depended on increased leverage and has far to go in building their own local sort of domestic consumer markets. But I think if you look at China's growth and if you look at China's many strengths, I for one have a much better picture of the long term and short term in China. And you can see some of the reasons why in China Blossoms. The oil card, the east-west pendulum, the rebalancing the global economy continued. And to me, the big story in the first quarter was the blowback against the U.S., and I posted a series of the different stories involved with that, as well as the impact of much lower oil and gas prices, including on the independent oil and gas producers here in the United States. So, but we certainly felt the oil card at play, and we certainly felt the blowback. And part of that blowback came in the form of the slowdown in the global economy. Our next trend, Global 3.0, rises. You could see that everywhere. The stories I chose for the first quarter was the CERN Hadron Collider restarts, and we're still trying to figure out the mystery what the collider is really about. The other story I chose was Etsy going public with an almost $2 billion valuation. Some of these new hot internet stocks, you look at the valuations and you just shake your head. Etsy's a particular favorite of mine. I love the Etsy site, but $2 billion blew my mind. Global 2.0 struggles. What I pointed out was that the G7 and Bilderberger meetings are in Europe in June and the Bohemian Grove is in July, and we see U.S. leadership falling all over itself to try and impress the oligarchs at those meetings. And it's pretty sickening, particularly because what you're seeing emerge in the United States in terms of the presidential campaign, you have a competition between different factions to run the same system, same old, same old. They're just simply competing for who's going to get the pork. And at this point, they're simply trying to perform for a beauty contest of Bilderbergers and Bohemian Grovers, and they couldn't care less what people think. And the hubris is pretty sickening and scaring, because what's probably going to happen is two candidates emerge, both of whom are lawyers. I love lawyers, but we need engineers and builders. We don't need more lawyers telling the world what to do. And unfortunately, if you look at the sort of campaigns that are emerging, it's people who know how to bully the planet. They don't know how to cooperate and build. They know how to mandate. They know how to rig things. They really don't know how, to grow an economy bottom up. And it's a little bit scary to think that we would waste another 2 years on a campaign and then 4 years or 8 years on administrations of people who really belong to the old world and not the world we're going into. And the last thing America can afford is poor leadership. But unfortunately, it looks like that's what's cooking up. And so the stories I chose was my commentary the hubris bubble, and then another story on the dead bankers, which shows you there's seems to be all over the financial system people struggling to do the right thing and, of course, getting punished for it. The next trend, the uncivil society. My comment was, who says the American people don't get it? It looks to me like they do. And I posted the link to the survey we've talked about several times on the fact that institutional credibility is hitting an all-time low. It just shows you that people really do understand. The education tsunami, I've gotten quite an education on where federal mandates and educational policy could take education in this country. It's absolutely frightening. And I posted my book review of The Educator and the Oligarch, a wonderful book by Anthony Cody, who is going to be on the Salieri Report this coming in May. And I really hope you listen to that. Also, an article about students walking out on Common Core testing. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Students revolt. And also a story about the targeting of Atlanta teachers, which shows you how serious they're planning on being. Teachers being sent to prison for years on the theory that they were cheating on the tests. It's a long, complicated story, but the Chinese have a saying, to scare the monkeys, all you need to do is kill a chicken. And I think the precedent of the extent to which teachers are being targeted is very, very dangerous as part of this. Emerging the global currency is our next trend. And of course, the Russians, the Chinese. Putin was at it with stories I posted were Putin's call for Eurasia currency union and then the Russian banks transacting MasterCard operations through the national payment system. Again, I think all of this is Mr. Global and the Hegelian dialectic building out a plan B. Next trend, the 21st century move into space. And I pointed out two things. One is the secret space program videos are now available to the public and have gotten extraordinary. I've been amazed for long and serious videos. They've gotten a lot of views and have really started a conversation in many places. And if you haven't had a chance to access them, I would encourage you to do so. The other thing is that Japan is beginning a national security space buildup. We hear a lot of announcements out of Japan about space, but I think this is very interesting because if you look at the resources they have in the engineering area, they've got an engineering juggernaut. So if Japan puts itself very seriously towards building out space, it's going to be interesting. Transhumanism, I posted the story of from the Washington Post, Tech Titan's latest project, Defy Death. And I think it's important to take this seriously because, in fact, this is coming from the same group of people in general, the same area of the people who are trying to get direct access to your kids. So it's unnerving that these folks are trying to get direct access to your kids at the same time they're planning on living forever. Makes transhumanism an even more chilling subject. Wicked Problems was the next trend, and I said I chose my story. Into the Inuit, the Eskimos say that the poles are shifting. And I wrote, from a respected source, but given the implications, this is one we won't worry about. I once asked somebody what would happen in Hickory Valley if the poles shift, and then I realized, oh, you know, I'm not prepared to build an underground base, so I guess I don't have to worry about this one. The demographic derby, I pointed out the story about California public workers may be at risk of losing promised pensions. Regarding the court decisions as to creditors' rights versus pension fund obligations in municipalities. It's very interesting court precedents. And I expect to see more and more both legal actions and discussion on the pressure between municipal debt and other municipal demands and what it's going to mean to pension funds. Then the next one is food and water grow scarce. And the story is sovereign wealth funds ramp up food and agriculture purchases. We're seeing an amazing amount of news in the business and investment press that sovereign wealth funds are thinking very strategically about what are the resources our country needs and how can we invest proactively globally to diversify and lock up supply. Very strategic thinking. So not surprisingly, food and agriculture is very high on the list. And you're also seeing, it's very interesting, because the growth in the demand for fresh and organic healthy food has just been gangbusters for quite some time now. You're seeing companies saying they literally can't get the supply they need, and so they're going out and investing in land and farms and literally integrating vertically to do so. So don't be surprised if we start to see much more investment in food and agriculture. And then finally, the infrastructure opportunity. As China attempts to build out their currency globally, one of the techniques is to build high-speed trains. And so, of course, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which was the talk of the globe in the first quarter, and Israel applying to join. You know they want the desalination contracts. Anyway, so there it is. I didn't rewrite or add a lot about the detailed description of the trends. There's great descriptions in the annual wrap-up. No need to repeat it here. And if you haven't read the annual wrap-up, you can certainly access the description of trends there. And, you know, it's a great write-up. So please, if you haven't accessed it, I encourage you to do it.